Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, sent a sariyah of spies and appointed Asim bin Thabit, the grandfather of Aslim bin Umar ibn al-Khattab, as their leader. So they set out, and when they reached a place between Usfan and Mecca, they were mentioned to one of the branch tribes of Bani Hudhayl called Lihyan. So, about 100 archers followed their traces till they, that is, the archers, came to a journey station where they, that is, Asim and his companions, had encamped and found stones of dates they had brought as journey food from Al-Madinah. The archers said, "These are the dates of Al-Madinah," and followed their traces till they found them over. When Aslim and his companions were not able to go ahead, they went up a high place, and their pursuers encircled them and said, "You have a covenant and a promise that if you come down to us, we will not kill any one of you." Aslim said, "As for me, I will never come down on the security of an infidel. O Allah, inform your Prophet, peace be upon him, about us." So they fought with them till they killed Asim along with 7 of his companions with arrows. And there remained Khubayb, Zayd, and another man, to whom they gave a promise and a covenant. So when the infidels gave them the covenant and promise, they came down. When they captured them, they opened the strings of their arrow bows and tied them with it. The third man who was with them said, "This is the first breach in the covenant," and refused to accompany them. They dragged him and tried to make him accompany them, but he refused, and they killed him. Then they proceeded on taking Khubayb and Zayd till they sold them in Mecca. The sons of Al-Harith bin Amr bin Nawfal bought Khubayb. It was Khubayb who had killed Al-Harith bin Amr on the day of the Battle of Badr. Khubayb stayed with them for a while as a captive till they decided unanimously to kill him. At that time, Khubayb borrowed a razor from one of the daughters of Al-Harith to shave his pubic hair. She gave it to him. She said later on, "I was heedless of a little baby of mine who moved towards Khubayb, and when it reached him, he put it on his thigh. When I saw it, I got scared so much that Khubayb noticed my distress while he was carrying the razor in his hand. He said, 'Are you afraid that I will kill it? If Allah will, I will never do that.'" Later on, she used to say, "I have never seen a captive better than Khubayb. Once I saw him eating from a bunch of grapes, although at that time no fruits were available in Mecca, and he was fettered with iron chains, and in fact, it was nothing but food bestowed upon him by Allah." So, they took him out of the sanctuary of Mecca to kill him. He said, "Allow me to offer 2 rak'ah prayer." Then he went to them and said, "Had I not been afraid that you would think I was afraid of death, I would have offered prayer for a longer time." So it was Khubayb who first set the tradition of offering 2 rak'ah prayer before being executed. He then said, "O Allah, count them one by one," and added, "When I am being martyred as a Muslim, I do not care in what way I receive my death for Allah's sake, because this death is in Allah's cause. If He wishes, He will bless the cut limbs." Then Uqba bin al-Harith got up and martyred him. The narrator added, "The Quraysh infidels sent some people to Asim in order to bring a part of his body so that his death might be known for certain. For Asim had killed one of their chiefs on the day of the Battle of Badr. But Allah sent a cloud of wasps, which protected his body from their messengers, who could not harm his body consequently."